if my name was David Ruffin. Quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the boob was never bluffing. I catch headaches from the whack, so then I take a buffin and I max. I wait until the opportune time and then I tax. But should I max? Now they say sinning is the sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Poo coming through all the residue. The songs are main classics, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them hot. The phones out of them jocking. I can think of many episodes I sprung in Linkin Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Love the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, shank, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cavett, I got a bad habit. Similar to the girl, well, she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I wish behind a zipper. I'm living kinda good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like Guy, and I'm
paying my
life. Stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I shrunk the kids. So book is back off, break north, here comes the regulator. Bet you that's a fine nut.
My suitcases is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go for self and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I call somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play possum, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And get some new clothes and a fresh spray from Rob. Jump on the phone and dial the narrow. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes an X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is doomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunt in a fall, ripped up a policeman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drinks from Glackens. And when the crowd slackens, I stop drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last. But now I'm on the top, damn news travels fast, cause I'm like that. They can't see this, read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
One for all, brand new man.
A door and slam. But then girls try to turn my knob, cause I'm a heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around my show, Jamar's intellectual, girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so dope. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get calluses. And your analysis is that the Lord whips rhymes into shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man, eating up suckers as if I was Pac-Man. Not a Dapper Dan fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the leisure, wise and dumb, and understand your culture of freedom. Power equally with the gods, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life you must teach truth of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, pursue that goal which made the student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live on Radio Free Brooklyn. We doing it big. What is the guan? What's going on? My name is Remick. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Happy Wednesday, everybody in the place to be. Yay. What up? So glad that we're here together once again on this little ride. Yes, once again, my name is Remick Benice. I'm host of Butt, Sweat, and Beers on Radio Free Brooklyn. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com is a free-form radio station. If you'd like to sponsor a show on Radio Free Brooklyn, go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can sponsor a show, or you can just sponsor RadioFreeBrooklyn.com overall. And we appreciate anything that you're willing to donate. So sign up and step up today. And thank you for listening. Anyway, let's move forward. All right. Yay. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers once again. My name is Remick. I think I said that like 4 or 5 times. It is cold in New York. I'm talking to you from the dungeons of, Ron Jeremy's Skeet Palace. This is quite lovely. Yeah, I love what they've done with the place. I'll be here for the next hour. So between 7 and 8. So if you'd like to call up, if you have any questions, like just anything as a whole on life, please call at 718-928-9732. We'll be discussing everything and anything today. I didn't necessarily have any bullet points on life because, you know, who cares, man? You know, and I'm not trying to get existential on anybody, but maybe I'm trying to get existential on you. Who cares in the long run, you know? Just get up, try, do something, you know? Today, I tried, failed miserably at it, but I still tried. Tomorrow, I'm going to try again, and then I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make life feel me, all 6 inches of me. Nah, I don't know what that meant. That was terrible. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm going to be going on Facebook Live pretty soon. We'll be doing the show with the listening audience out there live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, in addition to the Facebook Live folks who chime in on my Facebook page, which is Remick Benice. If you'd like to friend me, go ahead. Let's go do that. And then you can pretty much watch me in studio look like a madman. Yes. Really, really, really cute little Teddy Ruxpin of a madman, but a madman nonetheless. Yeah. Good. Before we go any further, let's talk about tonight's weather. Tonight's weather, if you care. Let's get some weather music, shall we? Yeah. All right, that's some punks jump up to get beat down. You're about to get beat down this weather. Tonight's weather is 37 degrees in the borough of Brooklyn. Sunny. Let's see, with a clear sky, today's high was a high of 40 with a low of 22. Tonight we got partly clear skies with a wind coming out the northwest at, 28 miles per hour. Woo! It's going down, folks. You know, tonight is an Uber Eats type of night. If you don't need to be out there, well, somebody else is. So you call them and you have your wings and pork fried rice delivered. All right? Let's see. Humidity is about 20, so chances are it's probably not going to rain. Yay, rain. Boom. In Miami, tonight's weather is 82 degrees with a wind coming out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour with a humidity at 39 degrees. Yeah, Miami. Because who cares about New York when you got Miami? You're like, would love to be down there right now. Anyway, boom, boom, boom. I'm talking into the mic too much. Maybe you need to back away from the radio. That's all I'm trying to say. You know, I sound amazing. I sound like, hey, what if Velvet could talk? That's what I sound like. I know me. Anyway. Ah, okay, good. We're going to get into some things. If you're listening out there already for Brooklyn.com, if you'd like to call up and just talk about whatever's on the top of your mind, please feel free at this time. Boom. I'm taking calls. All the way to the top of the hour. Whatevs, man. That number is 718-928-9732. All right. That's 718-928-9732. Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, "Wayo, wayo." Yeah. All right. What else is going on? Well, you know, it's nice to know that our government is stable in this time, you know. You know, if the U.S. government doesn't have our back, it's so nice to know that Russia does. You know, Russia's a good pal, don't you think? Aren't they amazing? I want to thank the Russians for, with their kleptocracy, coming through. You know, and putting a finger in the ass of the Constitution. You know, at this time, it's quite lovely. It's quite lovely, actually. Yeah, I never had a finger in the butt, but hey. You know, it's the first time for everything, I guess. Pause. Moving forward. All right. Let me see what else is going on tonight. Oh, I got 24 hours left so I can fill out the second chance bracket. Second chances. Folks, It's been 1 week since March Madness has begun. How are your brackets looking? Horrible? Talk to me. It's okay. We're doing bracket confessionals. I know some of you out there thought Duke was going all the way. I'm sorry. Woo! Oh, man, that felt good. Oh, man. Shout out to South Carolina. First you pulled down your racist flag, and then you took down the devil. I want to applaud South Carolina for doing everything that they could. Boom. Oh, you are the best. Boo. Good times. Woo. That was good. That was good. I just can't see Duke. I look at Duke, and they just look like everybody on Duke looks like some version of Tom Brady. Even the black players. That's right. Can't stand them. All right. I hate Duke. Period. Like, well, you hate excellence. Well, I hate excellent shit. They're garbage. They're cheaters, and they're liars, and a bunch of cowards. There you go. That's how I feel about Duke. They don't feel much about me, but that's all right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, moving forward. I've got about three teams that I think they're going to win this thing. That goes follows. I believe Kansas is possibly the most talented team out there. You know, as long as they get it right. I look at Kansas the same way most people could look at a New Edition back in the day before Johnny Gill. Like, that was a perfect starting five, like a good group, in sync, boom. Making moves, singing, hitting their chords, hitting their steps, looking great in sequence. They are like, I think Kansas can get this thing done. However, it's not to say that, you know, somebody can sweep them off their feet. You know, I believe North Carolina, you know, after getting, you know, knocked out with that last second shot against Villanova last year, has some things that they want to get off their chest. So North Carolina might actually get this thing done. They have the bodies to get it done. Perhaps it's on their way. Also out there, there's this team called Kentucky. Oh, God. You know, if you don't know Kentucky, you probably know all the players that went there, because chances are they're probably playing for your NBA team. Who knows? You know, whatever. Anyway, so those are my three teams. And in addition to whoever's left out there, because the field is packed, you know. I mean, you're a bunch of, like, college semi-pro athletes, pretty much. Who knows who's getting paid, allegedly, you know. So chances are you are probably, you got a chance to win this thing. As long as you're in it, you got a chance to win. It's like the lotto at this point, you know. You got a chance to win it. You play some good D, you hit your shots, you don't make too many mistakes, and, you know, and you get lucky with the ref not seeing a call or something like that. You can get this thing done. So yeah. So shout out to all the teams still left in it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, well, I'm going to play a little music here, and then I'm going to open this up to the Facebook Live audience and everything. Let's see what's on the list of plays here. I believe, might just hit you with something from the back. And let me see. Let's see, J Dilla. I don't know. I haven't done J Dilla in a while. Shout out to the late great J Dilla. You know what? Maybe we'll go a little soulful with the legend Roy Ayers. Everybody loves the sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Well, yeah, people. There's sunshine out there, but it's cold as balls out there. Peace. I'm telling you right now, folks. You know, if you ain't got to be outside, don't go outside. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway. Here's some Roy Ayers. Everybody loves the sunshine. Keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn on Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Folks get brown in the sunshine.
Sunshine.
You. In the Sunshine. That's right. Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Roy Ayers back in the day. It's all good. Live back on Radio Free Brooklyn with Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm taking you to the top of the hour. My name is Remy Benice once again. Yeah, just talking trash. Whatever. This is an open freeform radio. So if you heard me curse, it is what it is. I hope your kids ain't listening. If they are, well, it's good. Education is a good thing, don't you think? They're going to hear these words sometime in their life. Whatever, whatever. Anyway, shout out to everybody on my Facebook Live listening. See you all. Cecil, KJ, was it KJ? Oh, what's up, Keith? Oh, Maya, what's going on, cuz? Good to see you. Hope everything's well with you all, you know. Yeah, just taking through Wednesday. It is cold out tonight. Tonight's forecast calls for brick with a slight chance of brick and more brick. Okay, so stand by the, for the brick. I hope everybody's well. Everybody's chilling out there, doing the best you can through life, make it happen, whatever, whatever. Anyway, so let's see what's going on. What's going on right now? Let's see. We are the United States of Russia. So so if everybody wants to goose step to that, whatever, whatever, do you. Boom. It is now, we're now 2 days into the spring, but nobody told winter. Winter's still on the couch, kind of chilling there, you know, messing up everything. But whatever, whatever. We're going to get through it, I think, you know. Oh, hey, like, good to see you, cuz. Yeah, it's cold. It's all out there. I think they say it's going to be like 30 miles per hour wind, like, which is great. I like how you got to do a little math with your weather. You gotta be like, okay, well, it's 38 degrees, but if the wind comes through, you know what I'm saying, that's minus 20, so technically it feels like 18, you know, so more or less, you know, I'm not getting off this couch. Yes, I think that's the math. That's how that math breaks down. That's good math right there. So we're gonna be all right. Anyway, what else is going on? What do y'all want to talk about out there, Facebook Live Land? I usually put bullet points out, but today I was just kind of lazy. I went to the library today, checked some things, checked the mail, and then I got a summons for for jury duty. So that was like whatever. So I gotta go do jury duty, y'all. It's good times. The thing is, they got my name wrong on the jury duty sheet because it says my last name twice. So it says Benice. So I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, is that a technicality? And can I get out of jury duty? So we'll see what happens. I'm gonna try to call him up and see what's going on. Actually, I don't even want to call him up. Maybe I should just show up and get the $40, the cool $40 that the state of New York is gonna pay me. Good, $40. That is gonna be great. Can't wait. Anyway, what else is going on out there? Y'all want to talk about? Let's see. Why do men cheat? It's, you know, that is a long list of things going on right there. Let's see. Okay, I'll put. We'll answer. Why do men cheat? Rest in peace, Chuck Berry. Oh my God. You know what? Absolutely. Rest in peace, Chuck Berry. The true founder of rock and roll music. Rest in peace, Chuck Berry. All day long, Maybelline. Why can't you be true? You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I should. I respect to Roy Ayers, but I should have started the show with some Maybelline. Why can't you be true? What? $40. Oh yeah. Yeah, Cecil. So you get paid, I believe, $40 a day for every day you do. Jury duty in the state in the city of New York. I don't know what it is upstate or anything like that, but in the city you get $40 a day. That's right, a day, not an hour, a day. There you go, jury duty. Because that's where real pimping is at. Boom. Anyway. Oh, man. Chuck Berry was the man. He was a bad man all around. And he still was rocking on the illest perm that anybody's ever seen. Rest in peace to the champ. Anyway. So I see. Why do men cheat? Men cheat for many reasons. Most of the time, it has nothing to do with their partner. You know? Most of the time, it's... You know, chances are, like, some dudes cheat because they like the hunt, you know? I do say hunt and not the other word. But that's the truth. Dudes cheat because they think, you know, on to the next one. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying it is what it is, you know? Like, have I cheated? No. Like, have I been cheated on? Yes, it happens, you know. And thing is, you know, but I get it. It wasn't personal. I didn't know the guy she was cheating with, but it is what it is. Now, has somebody been with me, was cheating on, and they were cheating on their man, and but she was with me. Like, yes, that's happened. I've been with, like, I've messed with somebody who's been cheating, a cheating spouse before. That's wrong. I know. I'm putting it out there, but whatever. It is what it is. Why do women cheat? Women cheat because women cheat because men do too. There you go. It's a dirty game, and nobody's playing fair. In the words of Noriega, it's like, it's a dirty game. Nobody's playing fair. You know what I'm saying? Get your weight up out there. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, everybody cheats a little bit. Not to say that everyone cheats. Does it make it right that somebody cheats? No, not at all. We should all be trying to be faithful. Or if we're in a situation we don't necessarily like, we should try to get out of it as quick as possible. You know what I'm saying? And make it amicable for both sides, if at possible. If not, it is what it is. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know? Anyway, LeVar Ball, what do you think about that guy and his purpose and his plan? LeBron had to check him. You know what? I feel I'm okay with what LeVar Ball is doing for his kids. LeVar Ball is this is a father of three young men. They ain't kids anymore. They're like, he's the father of three young black men or men of color, you know what I'm saying? And like, one of his sons attends the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, and is currently in the March Madness. LeVar Ball has gone out his way to make sure, like, hey, he knows that his sons can play basketball, and he doesn't want the system to pimp his kids without them getting something out of it. So he's gone out of his way to make sure to put out a marketing plan, just the same way as, like, most of these big time schools have their own marketing plan. So thing is, I'm okay with it. I'm thinking that's actually smart. That's a preemptive attack on exactly what's being going on with most of these kids. Like, most of these kids are gonna come away with an education, if they're lucky, and if some of them, probably not. And they're gonna get pimped through the whole damn system, and the system is just getting them. So why not? Why don't you just go out there and just do what you got to do? And if you're smart enough and you have, like, the means, because clearly he must have the means to set up a system around his kids and get this thing done. True. Now, the thing is, with LeBron and everything like that, hey. Yeah, guess what? Don't try to drive everybody's car at the same damn time. Keep other people's names out your mouth. Concentrate on your road and run your race. Do not worry about LeBron's kids and everything like that. Yeah, like, worry about yours. Your boy didn't even get into the league. Hell, I mean, you only scored, what, 2 points? Like, what was you averaging, 2 points in college or something like that? B, just concentrate on your road, B, you know? But I approve with what he's doing with his kids. And like, the system, like, doesn't do enough for these college football players, college basketball players, in order to, like, set them up for success to the next level. But all it does is pretty much, you know, just pulls out, you know, all that they can do. Like, some of these kids are probably on their first, second, or third year into the program. They play the most on their fourth, and by then, you know, they might be getting relegated to a D league or to a practice squad at the next level if they're lucky. You know, only some, and I do mean the few choice, get to the top. So it is what it is. Anyway, shout out to Suze. What's going on? I got my nose. Do you see that, Suze? Good. Anyway, inside joke. But yeah, I'm okay. I'm perfectly okay with what LeVar Ball is doing with his kids. I think most people should go out there and set themselves like, if you do have children, and the thing is, you got to understand, the schools can do but so much. You know, it's a three-way relationship when dealing with children. I think it is education, which is schools and the educators. It's the parents, you know, or the guardians, and it's the child themselves. And if all three sides are not necessarily working, you know, in order to, like, push the most out of the child or even the situation, then, you know, you will see failure. And that's just the way that thing works. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Petey. What's going on? Boom. Good to see you, my man, all the time. Anyway, shout out to Debo. What's going on with you? Let's see. Do you believe in punching your children with a butt whooping? First of all, I got no kids. You know what I'm saying? Because, my pullout game is amazing. So, shout out to my pullout game. Thank you. I welcome myself. Anyway, but I think we're in a new age now where it's like punching and kicking kids, not so much. But I do believe in a good stern talking to. I do believe in a good stare down. I do believe in a good I do believe sometimes you gotta let them know. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, do not ever let people think like, oh yeah, well, like this is what you should do to your kids. Like, no. If you are the master of your house, you should be in charge of your kids. You know what I'm saying? You need to check them before life checks them. If you are a parent or a guardian of children, that's my personal opinion. Now, this has come from a man who does not have kids, but I sympathize and I empathize with people who do have kids, because I look at it and I say to myself, like, in my world, on the day that I choose to have kids, like, oh, that's not happening. Certain things are just not happening in my house. You gotta shut that down. So, I don't know. And it's the beat. And it's the beat that I punch my sperm. You know, so I mean, some people can punch their sperm, I guess. You know, if you beat the sperm, chances are they know what they're getting into right at the door. So shout out to you, Petey. That's real talk. That's real talk. Sometimes you got to beat the sperm again. Anyway, yeah, so that's going on. But yeah, beating kids. But you can hem them up. Oh yeah, I do believe in you can hem up a child. You know what I'm saying? Getting up in their face and everything like that. Ooh, a little judo. Because sometimes you know how judo goes, where you pretty much lock in on people's clothes and like pull them in and all that stuff. Yeah, you could do that. That's okay. I'm okay with that. But yeah, but beating kids? No. You don't need to beat them. Like, you could just turn off the Wi-Fi nowadays. Like, there you go. That's parental abuse nowadays. All you gotta do is turn off the Wi-Fi, take away a tablet. You know what I'm saying? Unplug the refrigerator. What? See what happens. Anyway, see, my parenting skills are amazing. Look at that. Boom. I ain't got no kids, and I know what I'm doing, son. Look at that. Applaud me. Feeling good about myself. Oh my God. So I'm gonna see if we're gonna pull up some good old fancy Chuck Berry. Oh my God, the legend Chuck Berry is no longer with us. Well, he's like, the energy is still around, but you know what I'm saying? But the vessel is gone. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Chuck Berry and the spirit and the legacy he's left. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be playing a little Maybelline for him and everything. So we'll see what happens. Oh man. Ooh, Jeff Dickinson. How are you? What's going on in Kansas, man? Good to see you. Oh man. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to, what else is going on with kids? I punch my sperm. Yuck. Yeah. Yes. Getting back to, why is Tom Brady's jersey so important to find, but our youth in DC are still lost? You know, facts. Okay. Facts. I don't care about no Tom Brady jersey. First of all, it's laundry. You know, how many things have we lost in the laundry that we're no longer ever going to get ever again? You know what I'm saying? So I could care. I could give no fucks about no Tom Brady jersey. You know, I like whack as fuck as it is. I watched that game. I'm still mourning, you know what I'm saying, the Atlanta Falcons. You know, how dare they do that to me? How dare they do that to all the strippers in Atlanta? You know, but like, so Tom Brady, like, no. I don't care about your piece of laundry that now you want to stick on a wall and show your kids how great you were and everything like that. And how you built it big back in the day. Like, eat a dick. I don't care about you. Go kick rocks, my friend. Kick rocks. Shout out to Rondell. How you doing out there, son? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, shooting in London town today. That was whack. You know, yeah. Like, it's upon us, man. I'm not saying it's upon me. You know, I'm just saying things like that are out there nowadays. You just kind of have to deal with it, I guess. You know, it's not to say that you can't go to the store. I mean, and if you can't, you know, like I said, there's a delivery guy. But for the most part, you still got to get up and get out the bed and everything. You know, I mean, it happened in London. It happens in France. It happens in New York. It happens all around the world. Like, hey, what's going on, Jennifer? How you doing? Good to see you. Boom. Welcome to the show. I hope everything is well. Like, but yeah, getting back to this whole London thing. It's like this is where we are now. In this sense of life, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be scared. You just got to be aware. You know, like, that's all it is. Keep your eyes open. I mean, there was a dude just recently in New York who just got arrested. He turned himself in, but he came from Maryland, I believe, to kill black people. This is a real thing. You can look it up. This white dude. He had like a 26-inch knife. Stabs some guy who was like changing out stuff. Boom, Remick, what's going on? He stabbed some dude, and stabbed some black man, killed him, and he was trying to kill more. But apparently, no one gave him the message that this is New York freaking city. There's a camera everywhere on every block, so you can't be running from the crime, and no one's gonna see that. You know, so he turned himself in. But the thing is, like, the crazies are out there. There's a bunch of crazies. You know. But what are you going to do? You got to maintain. Do you. You know, sit on that couch. Order Uber Eats. That's what I say. Boom. Tanzania in the house. Hey, Chetty. What's going on? Boom. Somebody got that loud? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what that meant. Anyway. Boom. Yeah. So just answering open questions, man. It's crazy out there. What are you going to do? Yeah, the youth. You know, the youth need to look at Tom Brady. He's such a sterling example of what good you can do in life. Isn't it right? Am I right? I'm just bullshitting. Like, fuck Tom Brady and what he stand for. Can't stand that dude. Anyway, all right. Moving on. We're gonna play a little Maybelline here, and then I'll come back, and then we'll talk about our whatever's on your mind. Tanzania. Boom. Like, I'm shocked Tanzania didn't make the list that of like countries that they shut down from coming to America and everything. Like, I'm shocked that you're still with us, Mr. Vetta. Well, you know what? After the show, I'm gonna see if I can call the ICE agents. We'll shut that down for you, okay, sir? Anyway, we're gonna play a little Chuck Berry for you. Keep it locked here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. What? What the hell was that? What? Wait a minute. You need to play this song. Oh, my God. Anyway, Tommy Lahren. We'll talk about Tommy Lahren after the break. Oh, there it goes. Boom. There we go. You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Like rolling on an open road, nothing out run my V8 4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my Ford got a hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got a cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Yeah, And that was Maybelline.
Oh.
Wait, hold up. Let me see if I can do something. Hold on. That was Maybelline, hot off the presses with Chuck Berry. Yeah. And that's how they used to do it on the radio. It's like, boo. I'm the hip cat. Take me to the top of the hour. Here, butt, sweat, and beers. Boo. I'm the fancy daddy, the hot cat. Bleh. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell's going on. But anyway. Oh, man. Boom. Shout out to the legend, Chuck Berry. Oh, let's see. Like, I would pour some out for him, but I guess we're not allowed to pour some out on the floor. So tonight's tonight we take a toast. We take a toast out to the late great Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, boom, 90 years, and now he's gone off to the distance. So to Chuck, boom, this buzz for you, boom. Woo. Yeah, you shouldn't want to pound cider. That was way too much right there. That was a bad idea. Anyway, moving forward. Boom. Let's get back to the show. Tommy Lahren. Ooh. That's right. Let's see. Tommy Lahren, the soon to be America's next blondie on Fox News, because Fox, that's how they get down. Apparently she went on The View. Then they asked her a question, and then she pretty much said how she was pretty much pro-choice. And my thing is like, yeah, we don't believe you need more people. But she did say that she was that she feels like the government should not touch her guns, but the government should not be in her vagina. And I was like, whatever. So next thing you know, her boss at The Blaze, what's the name? Glenn Beck said, "Oh, you're pro-choice. Well, then, boom. So go choose to go eat some brunch because you are off today, or as long as I tell you." You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So she got suspended for being pro-choice, allegedly. Whatever that means. Anyway, let's ask what you've been sipping or smoking on. Well, what am I? I'm not smoking on anything. I'm high on life. But I am drinking, what is this? This is the Red's Wicked Blood Orange Hard Ale. It pretty much tastes like a cider mixed in with an orange juice or something like that. It's all right, you know, but it's not my choice of beers. I usually go for like a stealthier beer, but you know, this month I was just kind of like switching up things. I've been doing like some of the thought juices out there, you know. Yeah, like the Bud Light, Peacharita, Mangarita, Limarita, all the Ritas. You know, shout out to the Ritas. Shout out to people who drink diabetes in a can. You know what I'm talking about. So yeah, let's see. What would you say if your girlfriend said you are her Sunday, Monday, Tuesday man? Well, I would say, well, what the hell are you doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I don't even get most of the week. So, but it's nice to know that I'm there for like 3 days, you know? So shout out to being a part-time lover. Yeah, that's not cool. I want no parts of that, you know, but at the same time, you know, some people, maybe they just want some part-time work, you know, get up in there, do 3 days, you know, skeet and compete. There you go. Sometimes you just want to skeet and compete, you know, hashtag skeet and compete. There you go. That's all you want to do. You just want to get up in there, you know, knock some cobwebs out and, you know, LeBron James doesn't catch his alley-oops, you know, so like somebody's got to set you up. You know what I mean? So like, if you're not the dude for the job all the damn time, I'm just saying some people are part-time lovers. It's the truth. You know, you just got to know, like maybe you're skeeting and competing for just half the day and everything like that. That's all that's going on. So I would say, you know, if I was told that, it's nice to know that, you know, I'm not necessarily like the guy all the damn time. But when I am the guy that all the damn time, I'm like, oh, that's good. You know, clearly I'm going to be working some overtime tonight. That's going to suck. But whatever, you know, hopefully there's two TVs in the house. You know what I mean? But 3 days of work is not bad, actually. You know, the older I get, I'm like, maybe I don't want to necessarily be up in there all the time, like a fireman. Yeah, you see, like a fireman, you know what I'm saying? You could be part of the booty reserves, you know what I'm saying? Like the booty ROTC. Maybe I'm just in there for like, you know, like Saturdays and Sundays and like, you know, like 2 weekends out of the year, you know what I'm saying? I'm like part like the skeet ROTC, you know? How about that? That'd be cool. I'm okay with that. Like right about now, I don't have the whole idea of like I need to be, you know, with somebody the whole damn time. I got things to do. You know, I love to adorn my lady with, you know, flowers, candy, nice back rub, do the dishes. You know what I'm saying? And make a nice meal. I'm a great catch. I'm an awesome dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let the gut fool you. I'm amazing. You know, but hey, you know, do you like if you really think, you know, some dude with abs and a really nice ride is going to get you through the night, by all means, boom, whatever, do you I'll be sitting on the side doing my thing. We're going to be all right. So maybe hashtag maybe we don't need you all week. maybe not. Do you know what? It's okay. Like, geez, hashtag maybe I want to like. Maybe I don't need all of it all at the same time. Maybe I just need a little part-time payment. You know what I'm saying? Just a little touch of the skeet. Just a little touch. You know, touch of the booty. Just a little half a booty now, half a booty for later. You know what I'm saying? That's why we spread cheeks. That's why you spread the cheeks. You spread the cheeks. So you do half for now, half for later. You know what I'm saying? There you go. And besides, all you really need is a good, jeez, what is the average amount? You just need about a good 10, 15, 20 minutes in there. A good half hour session, you're good to go, right? And can we agree on that? Half hour? Like, cause, you know, anything more than like an hour and a half, like, you know, you just like, seriously, somebody's going to like hurt something. You're going to pull something, an ACL's torn, Charlie horse. Like, you ever had a Charlie horse from like hitting you from the back? You need to calm down. I'm just saying. Oh man. What? Skeet and compete. It's the truth, man. You just gotta do you. Oh my God. I mean a lot. I care. I really do. Stop stuttering. I'm not stuttering. It's the drinks. Like, okay, maybe I am stuttering a little bit. All right, my bad. But yeah, so it's okay to skeet and compete. That's all I'm saying. Jeez. Like, maybe I don't need you all the week. Maybe you're my part-time lover. How about that? You know, did you ever think about that? Hold on. Let me talk to you for a second. Boom. Boop. All right. Jeez. Maybe you're the part-time lover. How about that? Maybe I got way too much on my bench right now. Okay. Maybe you're not part of the starting five. That's right. Starting five. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Look at that. You didn't even make the weekend, girl. You didn't make the weekend. What are we supposed to do about that? Huh? There you go. Talking about your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What? Like, you ain't even my lunch hour woman. There you go. How about that? Take that. Boom. Hashtag stop stuttering. Boom. You didn't mind when I was stuttering between your legs. Oh, you love it. You loved my tongue, girl. You loved it. Allegedly. I don't know. I'm just talking trash. We having fun out here, people. We're just having fun. Just talking. Nervous on the list? I'm just saying. Oh, I'm never nervous. Oh, boom. What are you talking about? I'm like designer. I got broads in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I just do this. I do what I do. You know? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. Oh, take me another beverage swig. Yay. Boo. Sports. What are y'all talking about? Oh, World Baseball Classic. That's all right. They're probably just going to deport all those guys after the game anyway. So shout out to the World Baseball Classic. That's all I have to say about that. Baseball. That's right. And fellas, eat your girl out. It's okay. Do what you got to do. You know? I'm just saying. If you're not eating her out, then what's the point? You know? Yeah. I think if you go into a relationship and you're not necessarily ready to do oral, then you're not necessarily ready for the relationship. So please, stop wasting everybody's damn time. Please. You know, and that's men and women. You know? You're over here praying for relationships. Well, after that, you get down on your knees and you do the deed. You know? Or you do it in bed if your knees are hurting. It is what it is. Put her on her back. Get her legs up. You know? Shave or don't shave or just get your beard out the way
You know, open your mouth, put your tongue where it needs to be, you know, and keep licking over and over again. Do what you got to do. Bang. I'm done with this. Ugh, enough. It's like, stop being selfish lovers. Everybody needs to stop being selfish lovers out there. That goes for women too. Stop being selfish lovers. Stop receiving. And then, you know, when it's time for you to give, you're like, ooh, let me pray on it. Get out of here. I don't want to hear that. All right? Leave me alone. Jeez. They still do make women who don't give blowjobs. It's ridiculous. I'm like, really? They still make that model? Yes, they do. They do. I'm like, well, you know, it's just nasty and everything, but you're willing to receive it. Like, well, I never knew it felt that good and everything like that. You know what? I'm just saying. Tell them why I'm mad. I'm just mad. That's why I'm mad. You know? Yeah, Tommy Lahren don't give no head. That's right. She's the worst. That's right. That's why she's suspended now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, whack ass motherfucker. Anyway, bro, hold on for a second. Hey, I've got the plug over here that goes in there, but we'll take care of that after this. We've got folks in the studio. Thank you. No problem. But yeah, back to this. Look, like, hey, oral is oral. Everybody deserves to be a little happy. All right? As long as you clean up, that's all I ask, you know? Just clean up. Let's make that happen. You know? But jeez. You know, get down there. What is wrong with you? Why are we acting like freaking like kids in high school? Like you're grown ass adults. Learn something. What do you think the internet is for? Dang. It's for Amazon and for blowjobs and oral sex. Make this thing happen. Learn something once in your lives. Jeez. Hashtag don't pick him, Mr. Wright. What? Don't pick Mr. Wright. You know what? Don't pick Mr. Wright. Pick Mr. Wright now. You know? Jeez. You only have 15 minutes. Make this thing happen. You know what I mean? Like, jeez. Just saying. Got me all worked up and everything. You folks. Shame on you all. Shame on you all. What did we learn tonight exactly? Last hour. I don't even know. Let's see. A woman who don't swallow just as bad as not giving BJs. You know what? I'm gonna give that women who don't swallow are on the JV. Women who do swallow are on the varsity. There you go. Because they're willing to go all the way. They want a winning season. You know, a woman who wants to swallow is all about the winning season, and I'm about the winning season. Let's go for that. Now, women who wants to just like get down there, like chances are they're just not ready yet. They're still part of the Jedi training. You know, it's like dudes who just don't want to go down on a girl, but they're willing to receive. It's like, hey. You know, if you're going to get down there, you do the whole damn thing. You mop that up. You know what I'm saying? Like, geez, it's like she's wet. Make that happen. Clean up the floors. Lick it all up. That is good stuff. That is good protein. Make that happen. There's electrolytes in that. Jeez. Oh, man. What are we talking about today? We're talking about everything today. We're talking about life. I said you. Oh. Boom. Oh. Let's see. What about facials? I'm just saying, facials? What? Like sitting on the face? Well, I mean, you know, sitting on the face. It is what it is. You know, I mean, if you can take, you know, your girl sitting on your face, I say go for it. You know what I'm saying? Because chances are, if you're doing it right, she's not going to be sitting on your face for long, in my opinion. Oh, my God. Did I just say that? Wow, this has been a fun fucking show. My God. We're talking about face sitting. Yeah, if you're doing right, if you do face sitting right, she should be at a certain angle. Now, the thing is, you also want to prop up at least two pillows in the back of your head. I would say two, maybe three, you know, because you don't want to put too much pressure on her hips. Now, if you're at that angle, you want to arch your neck up, open your mouth, stick your tongue in, and then keep flicking away. Now, when that happens, bazong. Oh, we're talking about, men giving facials to women. Well, that's a porn thing. You know, I've never really got into that. That's almost like, you know, the whole sticking your dick between your tits thing. Like whatever. Like, that looks like you're just going to chafe more than actually get off. That never made sense to me. Like, oh, I'm just going to stick my dick between your lovely breast here. And we're just, and now, And now you got like a hickey somewhere in between your titties. Like, what is going on over there? I'm not going to subscribe to that. We're good to go. Like, facials are champion. Let's see. I can't. I'm officially logging off. We'll be back. I love you too. Like, I hate being asked to choke, especially when asked by a white girl. Oh, that's different. Yeah. Yeah. The whole choking thing. Choking is one of those things where now we're getting into like BDSM territory. Like, I mean, and it's not to say like all like toys are BDSM, but you know, but when you start talking about, you know, safety words, choking, or anything that anything that prescribes that you need to be in such control that, oh my God, somebody can really get hurt here, and not just from pounding hurt, from like, oh well, like she likes it when I hit her from the back, but her head's underwater. Like, no, like that's scary. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Let's see. Facials are good for women's complexions. That's what I was told. It is what it is. Have I given facials? Yes, it has happened. What are you going to do? You know, pull out. I also pull out. It is what it is. This has been a great show. Oh my God. You're all a bunch of nasty bunch of fuckers, but hey, I appreciate it all. It's like that whole Kardashian blood face mask thing, but better. What? I don't know about the Kardashian blood face thing, but yeah, but good luck with that. Good luck with that. What? You never heard about that? Like what? Yeah, it's called the Bangkok surprise, where you like where you take a woman, you bend her over, and you know, you're pretty much giving her back shots, but and you put her face in water. And you know, and somewhere in that she gets a little you know, somewhere between the whole, you know, getting pounded from the back and the water and everything like that, she goes crazy, and then you got to hold her head down. Yeah, I read about this online, and then there were some videos. I don't want to get into it. Look, it is what it is. My time is almost being cut short here, so we're just going to have to leave it there, my friends. All right? Yeah, I know. We'll talk about the Bangkok surprise some other time. It's just way too much to get into right now. Anyway, I'm not sure who's up this week. After the show, but you've all been majestic and whimsical. I'm going to leave out on a little more Chuck Berry for you, and we'll talk sometime next week, perhaps. Okay, all right, good times. Anyway, this has been Rem, and this has been Butt Sweat and Beers live on Radio Free Brooklyn. I wish you all well. You know what I'm saying? You stay classy out there. All right, my friends, go ahead, go team. Let's go ahead and walk these dogs around to the fullest. Good night.